All right, so getting ready to like hit the workforce for the first time, that's big, right? Today we're diving into a guide that's like all about helping teens, like you navigate that whole professionalism thing. Because let's face it, sometimes like that word feels about as exciting as watching paint dry.
But here's the thing. Professionalism isn't just about wearing a suit or using big words. It's like a secret code to success in ANY job. And this guide is your decoder ring.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So where do we start cracking this code?
The foundation of it all is trust. Think about it. Would you want to work with someone who's always late, unreliable, or can't handle responsibility?
Definitely not. Especially if it meant like my work was piling up because of them.
Exactly. Employers feel the same way. So this guide really emphasizes those basics. Punctuality, dependability, accountability, all those things that show you're someone people can count on.
So it's about more than just making your boss happy. It's about being a good teammate.
Absolutely. This guide actually has a wild story about a guy named Joe who volunteered to do inventory at his company's warehouse.
Sounds like a fun weekend, not?
Not exactly. He basically overpromised and underdelivered.
Oh
He
no.
ended up working all weekend,
Oh.
still didn't finish,
Oh
and
boy.
left his boss in a total scramble.
Oh
It's a
wow.
classic example of how good intentions can backfire
Right.
if you're not careful.
Ouch. So the lesson here is don't volunteer for anything, ever.
Not necessarily. It's more about being realistic about what you can handle,
Right.
breaking down big tasks, and most importantly, communicating with your boss throughout the process.
Okay, communication is key. Got it. But how do you like go beyond just being reliable and actually stand out?
That's where initiative comes in. It's like the secret sauce that separates those who just do their job from those who really shine.
So it's not just about stocking shelves.
It's about noticing a display is a mess and fixing it or suggesting like a better way to organize the stockroom.
Exactly. Initiative is all about being proactive, seeing what needs to be done, and doing it without being asked. Employers absolutely love that.
Makes sense. If I were a boss, I'd want someone who could spot problems and come up with solutions, not just someone who like waited for instructions.
And to help you figure out where you land on the initiative scale, this guide has this how motivated am I? Self-assessment. That's a fun way to get some insight into your natural tendencies.
Okay, so we've got trust and initiative down, but let's talk about the elephant in the room. Professionalism. I feel like that word gets thrown around a lot. But what does it actually mean for teens entering the workforce?
It goes way beyond just dressing the part. It's about respect, being helpful, avoiding unnecessary drama, and basically acting in a way that reflects well on you and the company.
Okay, but here's my big question.
Yeah.
What about social media?
Can't those like weekend pics come back to haunt you in the professional world?
You're totally right. Your online presence is a huge part of your professional image these days. Many employers check social media before hiring,
Oh,
so it's
really?
worth thinking about what your profiles say about you.
So maybe think twice before posting those questionable pics from the party.
Exactly. It's not about being boring or censoring yourself.
Right.
It's just about being aware that you're representing the company, even when you're off the clock.
Got it. So it's like being an ambassador for your brand, both online and offline. Okay, next up, something we can all relate to or maybe struggle with, organizational skills. I'm personally a master of the chaotic backpack method.
We've all been there. But in the workplace, being organized isn't just about being tidy. It's about being efficient and reliable. When you're organized, you can find information quickly, meet deadlines, and basically avoid those last-minute freakouts.
Okay, that makes sense. Less stress for everyone involved. But how do we actually become organized? Any like secret ninja techniques?
This guide breaks it down into simple steps, like to-do lists, calendars, designated spots for important stuff. It's all about finding systems that work for you. It's like finding your organizational superpower. Maybe you're like a digital calendar whiz, or maybe you thrive on like colorful sticky notes. The key is to experiment and figure out what helps you stay on top of things.
So it's not just about being neat, it's about finding what like clicks for you and helps you manage that mental chaos.
Precisely. And this guide even encourages like brainstorming and sharing tips with others.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the best organizational hacks come from unexpected places.
All right. Speaking of feeling overwhelmed, let's tackle the beast known as time management.
Yes.
Seriously, how do you juggle work, school, and have a life without losing your sanity?
It's all about understanding that time is your most valuable resource, even more valuable than like those limited edition sneakers you've been eyeing.
Okay, you have my attention now.
Right.
So how do we become time management ninjas?
It starts with becoming aware of how you actually spend your time.
Okay.
Are you a master procrastinator?
Oh.
Do you get sucked into the social media vortex?
Mm.
We all have our time-wasting tendencies.
Well, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I could spend hours scrolling through cat videos if left unsupervised.
Right. So the first step is to identify those time bandits.
Yeah.
And then come up with strategies to like outsmart them. This guide actually has a cool exercise called the Personal Action Plan.
Okay.
It helps you map out your specific time management challenges and create a personalized plan to tackle them.
Okay, a personalized plan sounds way more appealing than just being told to be more productive.
Right.
So it's like having a roadmap for conquering the clock.
Exactly. And the guide even has suggestions for dealing with those moments when things get crazy and time seems to slip through your fingers.
Like when you have three exams, a work shift,
yeah,
and your grandma's birthday party all on the same day.
Yep, those days happen.
Yeah.
But having a plan in place can help you prioritize,
yeah,
delegate, and ultimately survive.
Okay, I'm definitely adding that personal action plan to my to-do list.
Good.
Now let's dive into the tech side of things.
Okay.
Email spreadsheets, video calls.
Yeah.
It's like the modern workplace speaks a different language.
And being fluent in that language is a huge e-asset.
Yeah.
This guide is your phrasebook, basically.
Okay.
It breaks down the most common tools used in pretty much every industry.
Okay.
And helps you understand which tech fits which task.
So it's like knowing when to use a hammer versus a screwdriver.
Right.
The right tool for the right job.
Exactly. And to make it even more fun,
uh-huh,
there's a matching technology to the task activity.
Okay.
Think of it like a tech trivia game, ooh, but for your career.
Ooh, I like a little gamification. So we're talking email etiquette, spreadsheet, wizardry.
Right.
Video call mastery. It's like a whole tech toolkit.
Exactly. And mastering these tools can really boost your confidence. Imagine walking into your first job knowing you can handle whatever tech throws your way.
Okay. That's a confidence boost I could definitely use.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about something that might sound a bit intimidating.
Okay.
But trust me, it's not as scary as it seems. Business acumen.
Right, business acumen.
Right.
It's not about being a mini CEO or anything like that.
Right.
It's simply about understanding how a company works.
Okay.
The basics of revenue, costs, profit,
mm-hmm,
and seeing how your role fits into the bigger picture.
Okay, so it's like understanding that if the company doesn't make money,
right,
nobody gets paid.
That's part of it, but it goes deeper.
Okay.
It's about being a more informed decision maker,
right,
and understanding the why behind your work.
Mm-hmm.
This guide actually uses a simple example to illustrate this point.
Okay.
Imagine a city trying to decide whether to invest in a new light rail car or a new bus.
Okay, I'm following.
They have to weigh the costs of each option,
oh,
the purchase price, yeah, maintenance, fuel,
right,
against the potential benefits.
Okay.
Increased ridership,
right,
reduced traffic congestion.
Right.
It's a classic cost-benefit analysis, and it highlights how business acumen can be applied in all sorts of situations.
So it's not just about numbers. It's about understanding the impact of those numbers on real-world decisions.
Right. And okay, having this understanding can make you a more valuable asset to your team.
Okay. I'm starting to see why this business acumen stuff is important.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're not just a cog in the machine.
Right.
You're a player who understands the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this understanding can lead to more opportunities for growth and advancement in your career.
All right. We've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been handed a whole toolkit for surviving, mm-hmm, and thriving,
right,
in the working world.
And the best part is, this toolkit isn't just for your first job, it's for your entire career. These skills are transferable,
mm,
adaptable, and will serve you well no matter what path you choose.
So it's like an investment in your future.
Precisely. And one of the most important aspects of that investment is understanding that professionalism isn't just about what you do in the workplace.
Okay.
It's also about how you conduct yourself outside of the traditional 9-to-5.
Wait, so professionalism is a 247 gig?
Not necessarily. We all need time to relax and be ourselves. But it's important to remember that the lines between our personal and professional lives are blurrier than ever these days.
Right.
How we present ourselves online, mm-hmm. how we interact with people in our community, mm. even how we manage our finances can all influence our professional image.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's not about being on all the time,
right.
but being aware that our choices and actions can have ripple effects.
Exactly. Let's start with online presence. We've already talked about social media.
Mm-hmm.
But think about your email address, too.
Right.
Is it something you'd be proud to share with a potential employer? Or is it a blast from the past that screams immature?
Ooh, guilty as charged. I definitely have an email address from my middle school days that I need to retire.
It's an easy fix. Consider creating a separate professional email address that you use solely for job applications, mm-hmm. networking, and other career-related communications. It's like having a digital business card that reflects your professional brand.
Got it. And speaking of digital branding, I guess it's also worth thinking about what your online activities say about you.
Right.
Are you a member of any online communities that align with your career goals? Or does your online presence suggest, like, a lack of focus?
It's all about sending the right signals. Participating in relevant online communities shows that you're engaged and serious about your field.
So maybe joining a professional group on LinkedIn or following industry leaders on Twitter could be a good move.
Absolutely. It demonstrates that you're taking your career seriously, even outside the traditional workplace. Okay. And it helps you stay up to date on trends and connect with people in your field.
Okay, I'm seeing the bigger picture here. It's like professionalism is a web that extends beyond our immediate actions and choices.
Exactly. It's about creating a cohesive and authentic image that reflects your values and aspirations.
All right, so we've covered our online presence. What about how we interact with people in our community?
Right.
Does that impact our professional image too?
Absolutely. Think of it this way. Every interaction is an opportunity to make an impression.
Okay.
Whether you're volunteering, participating in a fundraiser,
yeah.
or simply chatting with your neighbor,
right.
you're showcasing your character and interpersonal skills.
So even those seemingly casual moments can have professional implications.
Right. People notice how you treat others, how yeah. you handle yourself in different situations.
Right.
And those observations can shape their perception of you, both personally and professionally.
It's like that saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Exactly. So while we don't need to overanalyze every interaction, it's worth being mindful of how we present ourselves to the world. Being kind.
Respectful. Helpful.
Yeah. Yep.
Those are good professional moves, both on and off the clock.
Okay, so basically the golden rule applies to professionalism too.
Precisely. Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And remember that your actions and choices reflect on you even outside the workplace.
Got it. And I have to say, I love that volunteering and community involvement are part of this professional picture. It's like you're not just building your resume, you're building your character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those experiences often translate into valuable skills that employers look for.
Yeah.
Teamwork, communication, problem solving.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
You're giving back to your community and boosting your professional profile at the same time.
Okay, I'm sold on the community involvement thing.
All right.
Now let's talk about something that might seem a little less glamorous.
Okay.
But is equally important. Managing our personal finances.
Yes.
How does that tie into professionalism?
It might seem like a stretch.
Yeah.
But how we handle our money reflects our level of responsibility.
Our ability to plan and make smart decisions.
So if someone is like drowning in debt or always making impulsive purchases.
Right.
It might signal to a potential employer that they're not great with managing their affairs.
Right. Well, your credit score isn't usually part of a job application.
Right.
It's worth thinking about how your financial habits might impact your overall professional image.
Okay.
Do they show responsibility planning and an understanding of basic business concepts?
So even if I'm not applying for a job as an accountant, learning to budget, save, and make informed financial choices is still a good move professionally.
Absolutely. It shows that you're responsible,
yeah.
forward-thinking, and capable of managing resources wisely.
Right.
Skills that are valuable in any job.
Okay. I'm getting the message loud and clear. Professionalism is about so much more than just showing up on time and doing your job.
Right.
It's about building a foundation of trust,
mm-hmm.
taking initiative,
yeah.
being tech savvy,
right.
understanding the business world, and presenting yourself in a way that reflects your best self,
right.
both online and off.
Beautifully said. It's about cultivating a mindset of respect,
right.
responsibility, and continuous growth.
So it's a journey, not a destination.
Precisely. And that journey can be really exciting.
Right.
Think of it as an opportunity to craft your own unique professional brand and set yourself up for success, not just in your career,
right,
but in all aspects of your life.
Wow, that's a powerful message.
Yeah.
It's like professionalism is a superpower that can unlock endless possibilities.
Absolutely. And it's a superpower that's available to everyone, regardless of their background experience or career goals.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but I think the main takeaway is this.
Yeah.
Professionalism is not just about what you do, but how you do it.
Yeah.
It's about bringing your best self to every situation, treating others with respect, and always striving to be better. And you know what I love about all this? It like takes the pressure off.
Right.
It's not about being perfect right out of the gate. Mm. It's about showing up with a good attitude.
Yeah.
Being eager to learn and treating people the right way. You don't need to have it all figured out on day one.
That's so important to remember. And it's also key to remember that continuous learning is essential.
Right.
The workplace is always evolving, so stay curious, embrace new challenges, and never stop building your skill set.
It's like your first job is just the beginning of a really cool adventure.
Yeah.
Who knows what amazing opportunities are waiting for you just around the corner?
The possibilities are truly endless. And by building these essential skills and really owning that professional mindset,
right,
you'll be prepared to navigate any challenge and create a fulfilling and impactful career.
So for all those teens about to take the plunge into the working world, remember this.
Yeah.
You've got this. Go out there and make a fantastic first impression.
Yes.
And if you ever find yourself in a like tricky situation, remember this deep dive?
Yes.
It's like your cheat sheet for navigating the working world.
We're cheering you on every step of the way.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into professionalism. We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and maybe even a little bit fun. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.